Arta flung herself on her knees before him and clasped his legs with her arms and kissed them. Strickland looked at Dr. Coutras with a faint smile. In the end, they get you, and you are helpless in their hands. White or brown, they're all the same. Dr. Coutras felt that it was absurd to offer expressions of regret in so terrible a disaster, and he took his leave. Strickland told Tane, the boy, to lead him to the village. Dr. Coutras paused for a moment, and then he addressed himself to me. I did not like him. I've told you he was not sympathetic to me, but as I walked slowly down to Talavau, I could not prevent an unwilling admiration for the stoical courage which enabled him to bear perhaps the most dreadful of human afflictions. When Tane left me, I told him I would send some medicine that might be of service. But my hope was small that Strickland would consent to take it, and even smaller that if he did, it would do him good. I gave the boy a message for Arta that I would come whenever she sent for me. Life is hard, and nature takes sometimes a terrible delight in torturing her children. It was with a heavy heart that I drove back to my comfortable home in Papeete. For a long time none of us spoke.